As everything else has shifted online during the time of COVID-19, so has the child welfare system. Family visits are no longer in person, and neither are family court hearings. And with fewer mandatory reporters seeing kids in schools every day, calls to the child abuse hotline are way down as well. So joining us now to talk about how all of this might be affecting at-risk kids in our state is Mary Jo Pitzel, who covers child welfare for the Arizona Republic. Good morning, Mary Jo.
Morning, Lauren.
So first, give us a quick overview of just all of these ways in which the pandemic has changed things in the child welfare system. Everything's essentially going online?
A lot of things are going to devices, yes. Most markedly, the visits that children are ordered by the courts to have with their parents. So when a child is in foster care, regular visits between parent and child are an essential part of trying to put the family back together again. The vast majority of those visits have moved to virtual visits as opposed to in-person since about mid-March. And that's posed challenges, and it's also, you know, opened up some opportunities from the reporting that I've done talking to foster parents and bio parents.
What are some of those opportunities?
They find that, you know, some services can be done pretty easily, like over a screen. I talked to one foster mom who was taking her child to speech therapy. They can do that over, I think they were using Google Duo to do that. There are ways to, you know, read a book. You can be online with your child if you're the biological parent and read a book with your child who's at the other end of the phone. That works, you know, in certain age groups and age categories. So those are, you know, some of the opportunities. Another benefit that the courts found, because going to the juvenile court is also part of the process, the courts in Maricopa County were finding that because parents can now and must now dial in as opposed to attending in person, they're getting better attendance. Huh. And that makes some sense because it can be a hassle sometimes to be a parent who's lost their child, who's got to keep their job, maybe has to do regular drug testing, get to certain classes, and then be in a courtroom at a given date and hour. If you can just phone that in and attend telephonically, they've seen a rise in numbers.
Let's turn now to talk about the child abuse hotline. You've reported that we've seen calls go down. By how much?
For the month of April, which is the first really good true test. You know, schools closed, I think, in mid-March. So the numbers were down in March of 20 compared to the previous March, but just slightly. But for April, the calls were down 29% compared to the same time last year. That it went from about almost 15,000 calls to about 10,600, quite a drop.
And this has a lot to do with schools being closed?
Yeah, that's widely believed because teachers are mandatory reporters. You know, they're out there every day seeing kids in their classrooms, and they are required by law to report if they think there is a problem with neglect or abuse. You just don't have those kind of eyes on the child happening, even though, you know, we do know that there are classroom lessons that are being delivered online, but it's not the same as standing in front of a classroom and having that kind of interaction with children. So a lot of that is attributed to schools being closed. What's interesting is that the numbers are even lower when you look at in the summer. You know, in the summer, schools are closed, teachers go away. But these numbers are even lower. So I'm not quite sure what that says. Just that maybe because people have been staying home and children aren't circulating and they're not out and about as much, there's just even fewer people that have eyes on children.
All right. That is Mary Jo Pitzel, who covers child welfare for the Arizona Republic, joining us this morning. Mary Jo, thank you so much for the time.
You bet. Thanks very much.